An incident yesterday involving Andrew and David Fifita at a Penrith District Junior Rugby League game involving St Pat's A grade. So it's alleged that the two players, well, it looks like it's not alleged anymore, that Andrew and David Fifita have approached the referee after the game. And I'm going to hand it over to the fellas. I'm going to hand it over to Paul Kent, Ben Eichen and Gordon Tallis. And I'm going to start by asking you, Paul Kent, what is going on in a first grade NRL professional footballer's mind that he needs to go and approach a referee at a junior game at the conclusion of a game?
Look, that's... clearly he was emotional. Clearly he'd lost his rational thoughts. He wasn't thinking straight. But my issue is with the club. They have confirmed that a match official was approached. They have confirmed that foul language was used towards the match official. The second charge about whether there was any physical touching, whether he actually grabbed the referee, has not been confirmed. But surely if the player has conceded he abused the referee, why isn't their action done instead of this process got to go through? Yeah. What process is available?
There has to be a process.
There has to be a process.
But
there does, PK.
Yeah, but
there has to be a process to give a fair hearing to both sides. What was more concerning to me is that the board has already gone partway through the process, as I can understand from Gorman's comments. They have said that the Fifita brothers, with the information they have thus far, are okay to play. And then he followed that up with the comment that the coach might shift his position. Yeah. Isn't that exactly what they're trying to move away from at Cronulla? Yeah. I thought the board, the CEO and the coach are all trying to get on the same page.
Mm. And listen,
that's a point too. But as you said, they've gone halfway through the process. They've confirmed as much. They've spoken to the players who have confirmed.
They said, we know this much. If they've approached the referee, it is inappropriate. That is enough. That is enough in my eyes, being a coach and being involved in junior rugby league. I think we have 500 referees walk away from the game. And it's the same in all codes, right? So my kids have played every sport. You know, like I think we saw in the AFL, Paul Ruse or something grabbed referee Alex Clark. It is inappropriate at junior sport that referees come under. Shouldn't feel safe. And I know that it is a senior game, but if you've approached a referee, right, at any level, that's enough.
You must just lose your mind.
Benny, just one sec. 133-53. If you want to comment on this, maybe you're a Sharkies fan or just a league fan. 133-53. Sorry, Ben, you were saying?
No, I'm just saying it must just become overwhelming because, I mean, the Fifita brothers to me, from what I know of them, are kind of highly emotional, combative type blokes, you know. But this happened to Alistair Clarkson, as Gordy pointed out in the AFL. Now, this is a very, very smart man, and he abused a 19-year-old umpire at his son's under-9s game. Ended up being suspended for 4 matches. I mean, now there's a bloke that absolutely knows his role as an ambassador inside that code. You know,
but he also grabbed a fan by the throat too in Adelaide.
Agreed.
But let me ask you guys this, okay? If I don't know what they'll settle on. Alistair Clarkson got 4 games for abusing a fan. Right? So he gets 4 games for abusing an umpire, sorry. So Let's just use that as a starting point, okay? Now, if there's already a concession from the Fifita brothers and the club said that they'd spoken to both of them, and Lyle Gorman's words, there's no doubt that both of our players acted wrongly and let themselves down, let the club down, let the game down, acting inappropriately. They've confirmed that they approached the match official. They've confirmed that foul language was
used. That's enough.
Isn't that enough at this early stage? And I know about your process, but isn't that enough at this early stage to say, okay, you are down for at least today, and we will have this process all sorted out. We'll have this whole investigation finished in the next few days.
The NRL need to step in because Cronulla's not going to make that decision because it hurts them. It hurts their footy side.
What about the players? I mean, if the players have admitted guilt, I mean, that's the difference here. I think the comparison's now going to be drawn to Sean Kenny-Dowell and what he's going through at the moment. But he's pleaded not guilty. If those two players have gone into the club and said, you know what, we did this, you should stand us down. I mean, that's taking ownership of their behaviour. I think right at the core of it, the responsibility lays at the feet of David and Andrew Fifita.